When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Get ready for first-class luxury paired with world-class drama when Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show featuring the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, premieres on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the breathtaking French countryside. Immerse yourself in the electrifying lives of the elite staff as they seamlessly blend work, life, and play together 24/7. Witness the excitement unfold as they navigate through intense rivalries, romances, and misadventures. In their quest to deliver unforgettable experiences for their guests, the staff must rise to the challenge of meeting Lisa's high standards, and not everyone has what it takes to shine. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Parenting is kind of like AA. It's not a one-stop fix. It is a constant thing you need to keep checking in on to keep your skills up. You know, like,
because your children are constantly changing. They're becoming more independent.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hi.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
I'm sitting here in the car, and you were just getting water.
Yeah.
And my tummy is like
starving.
It doesn't feel starving. It's just it's like a symphony of sounds.
Why?
I have.
Oh, from what you were.
What? From what?
What you're drinking?
I guess
it's a green
symphony.
Is it a beautiful symphony?
Not so beautiful. Guys, we just did a Facebook Live and we went off the rails and it was so fun. There's nothing better than
being silly.
But not just being silly, but living in a fantasy world. Like, I love being taken on a journey of a fantasy that isn't real.
I know.
Because sometimes it's just for fun, but sometimes those stories lead you to where you eventually end up.
Oh my God.
Well, not the one from today.
Oh, I was like, oh my God, if
although
you heard it.
I'm open to any future. Do you know what I mean? Life is long. But speaking of that, guys, we have just, I don't know if we told you, but we had the opportunity to become a part of something called Bright. And Bright is a new platform that is created by like Madonna's manager and Ashton Kutcher. And it is, it's a live streaming ticketed event where people have access and can join into like virtual events with people that they follow, people that they love, people that they want to learn from. And there's experts in all different categories, from cooking to self-care to social media. I mean, anything you can learn.
Decor.
Decor. everything, like the biggest designers. And they've got some really big names like J-Lo and Ashton and, I mean, there's the Property Brothers and it's endless. But we are actually on there too. And we are hosting our first virtual event.
June 9th. Oh my
now,
God.
Want you to know that they're capping these events. Little we didn't realize at first that to start off, they're capping these events at 100 tickets only. So as soon as they go live, we'll let you know. We're going to be doing it on finding joy in motherhood. It's not going to be serious. It's going to be fun, but it's going to give you some like tools to put in your back pocket of how to actually find some space for happiness and joy in and also being a mom.
I like that. I didn't know that. That's exciting. And also the best part about it is you guys get to actually show up on the screen with us and interact and ask questions. So it's really a question-based
So you get
platform.
You get like 20 minutes of
and you all
content,
get to see each other.
And you get to see each other.
I
and
think
then
you said 10.
10
15,
what?
10, 15 minutes. 10, 15
minutes. Yeah. No, but we have a lot of great things that we're going to ignite conversation, and then we can actually pull you up on the screen and you can be a part of the live ticketed event.
And you get to see each other. Like, it's like you're in an audience.
It's like we're all hanging out together.
I love that
for us. And just so you know, for going for the future, going on for the future, borders have kept people apart before, and from what?
It's deep.
That's deep, man. But now virtual events will always be a part of our world, part of our life, therefore so we can connect with the people we love no matter where we are.
I can't wait to see people's faces, because so often when we do live, we can't see people's faces. We can just see their comments and y'all talk to each other and y'all friends. And then all of a sudden you get to see each other. And I'm like, oh my God, that would be so fun. Like, because even when we do our live shows, you're not all in the same city. So like all the people who know each other could actually sit and hang out with each other in that. What a fun,
totally.
Fun.
Because so many of you guys have become friends and you're part of a like support group, whether you're a part of the common parent and you're all in there together helping each other out, or the Cat and Nat chat, or Instagram, or anywhere that we are, Facebook, wherever you are, you guys have made friendships, and it's time for us all to be able to come together no matter where we live.
Come together.
Right now, over you.
So it is end of school for a lot of you in America. Like, you end in May, you go back in August. I don't know if you guys know, but other parts of you don't, but in Canada, we mostly end of June. Like, June 26th is the last day, and the reason I know this is because it's actually June 26th is a Saturday. It's Chloe's birthday. She's let everybody know it's her birthday. And June 25th is the last day of school, which is so late because
a lot of states in this. There are a lot of states in the United States that are like us
that end in June, mm-hmm. like East Coast, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know every state in the world. Like, I don't know every state in the states and when they all finish school, but I know
Ohio
that
Ohio finishes early.
Yeah, some do. And then I know a lot of people were like, no, I'm on Instagram. They're like, no, I go till June too. And my family's half of them are half June, and then some of them are end of June like us.
Oh, yeah. So I can't believe that summer's here. And my mom said to me the other day, she's like, I keep thinking summer's almost over, but it's because of how the year has played out. And it's like, no, it hasn't really technically even begun, because for us, summer begins in July when the kids are off. And the only thing I keep thinking is we're kind of like, we have a Mom Truth coming out about how is it possible there's more time off after how much time has been off. Like, never in a million years. Last March to June felt like so long and so overwhelming. And then I think of what else we've done, like so much of being at home for so long. And then these kids have another 2 months of nothing, like no structure, no anything. And it is like kind of overwhelming. But then I'm like, well, it's only 2 months.
Yeah.
Because we've done 18 months.
I know. Summer used to be like, and I know for a lot of like parents who work outside the home, 8 weeks to have to fill for your children, not in school, is a long time. And then sometimes you take some vacation in there. This year, it's so different because it's another 8 weeks capped on to everything we have done.
Yeah. So really, it feels like our life starts in September and we just have to get through these.
It's totally true.
It's sort
That's
of like
going to be our new year
it's
for
like
real this time.
It's like we're buying time. Mm. You know, right now it's like, okay, we can do this because we've done it. And, you know, when I look, I have like my one daughter gets back from camp August 10th or something, which is like halfway through. And then she's got 2 weeks to camp.
That's a perfect time to go to camp. Like, because it's like she just has to endure a bit of July, and then she gets camp. She comes home. She gets ready for school.
It's like pretty. Yeah.
Your daughter's going to a new school.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, COVID has made me feel like life is on hold in every way possible. Like my kindergartner, I know a lot of you feel this, and actually same with TJ. She never got a full JK. She never got a full SK. She's mm-hmm. never been at school full time. Mm-hmm. And before COVID in Ontario or in Toronto, we had strikes, like full on strikes for like weeks at a time. Kids were out of school and then COVID hit. So when I say my daughter has never been to a full day of school, like for a year, that is mind blowing. Like she's basically missed JK SK because last year we finished in February because people didn't remember that there was strikes. So we really didn't even get a full half a year last year. And then this year has been like just the back and forth. There's been with little children and little kids, I think with actually anyone, there's a transition into like a cadence and, you know, just so much of being a little person is routine, mm-hmm. is understanding what to do, where to go, how to do it. And I think a lot of people underestimated that these little people being bounced back and forth and not knowing, like they're hearing the conversation, they might go back to school and they're like, that school was over. Like it's this very confusing conversation. And
I guess the only thing for little people is that we start school, you're earlier than in the United States.
Right.
So there is no JK, right? So she's not that, she's kind of like them, although she doesn't live in the States, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But they do preschool, but it's not like a full-time thing.
Well, just even SK has been a blow up.
Like, yeah, for
SK's
sure.
SK's been like, this kindergarten has been like a total bust. Like kindergarten where it's like play-based and supposed to be fun and your friends and tactile, bust.
And I think it's the weirdest for kids who are at new schools because they never got the feel of their school. And then I feel so, so bad for the kids who like graduations and that they've missed it forever. But I watched Kelly Ripa's son went to prom and he was going to prom and he had a date.
And
he's so handsome.
Did you hear that there's chatter of them wanting to redo the year we just did?
Well, I said that to you.
What?
Like on the last podcast, because I heard that through someone and you said that was true.
I did say that was true.
You told me. I said I saw a DM from her, and yes. I said, "Is this a thing?" And you were like, "Yes."
I saw on the news again. They're bringing it back up. The conversation being like, there should be that for certain, like because they've essentially lost 2 years. That's why I started thinking about kindergarten. That we need to. They need to redo it another year. And I was like,
"No way."
I thought to myself, "I can't endure that.
No,
I can't redo that. No. Like this no. year
it's
needs to end, and we need to move on.
Kids need to be in older grades with older." Kids with older teachers, it's time to go.
And we can't hold them back because of what they might have missed. Like, you know what? Change the curriculum. Fucking figure it out. We're adults. They're not.
That's exactly right. Change the curriculum, which should have been changed a long time ago anyways. And if you ask me how to divide 47.6 by 32.4, I'm never going to know it without a calculator anyways.
Yeah. I think if there's a time that we can like invigorate and change and be the catalyst to like revamp things.
The only problem is that they would have to be having to do that It takes a long time.
Yeah, but we could do little changes. Like, you know, there's definitely, I mean, look how quickly they adapted to online school. They adapted that quickly.
Well, I hope they have it in mind. I just don't think they do.
Because they had to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just don't picture our school system sitting around saying, how can we change next year?
No, I
like, when is summer?
I think that if I was a teacher and I was a school, and listen, teachers who do enough, I'm not saying this at all, but I hope that they're like, next year should be the year of mental health, where we're bringing kids back to the fun, to the playing, to, you know, let's take them outdoors more. Let's let them interact. Let's let them socialize. Let's not make them sit in a desk 6 feet apart and sit silently with a mask on. Like, let's like claim the year back for them and give them this like year where, you know, we give them a little bit of freedom to move around. And, you know,
for social scientists, I don't know if that's a job, I just call myself that, for teachers and like people, like psychologists and anybody in the school system, it'll be such, this has been such an experiment. Like, cause let's say I think about this one teacher who's been a grade one teacher forever. Okay. He's my kid's teacher. In September, he's for decades, let's say, he's had kids come into grade one and he's been able to watch this, how different the first day of school is going to be and just how different children are. Or if he's like, honestly, I don't really notice a difference.
I think they adapt really quickly and they bounce back to the expectations. Children are like putty. And I think that they will have definite social emotional characteristics. I think they'll adapt to the classroom, but I do think.
Do you think they'll touch each other as much as they normally would?
I think they'll know no different and they will naturally be like, it will take a week or two and then they'll be off and running.
So touching each other, sitting close to each other.
It's a natural thing.
They'll ask the teacher a lot. Do I have to keep washing my hands? Do I have to? And then the teacher will, and then it'll be over.
And then I think they're the ones who will bounce back the fastest. But I do think that, you know, every child will be behind in some way. Like every child will be. And I know.
And behind to whose standards?
Oh, just like the curriculum. So the teacher's friends who I have, who are like, when they come in, we have to adjust our expectations. When they were doing entrance exams to the private schools, I know that they were like, they had to clearly change the bar change where people.
I remember when Chloe tried out for private school, those questions were hard. Like, she knew all the answers.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my gosh. Dude,
she got in the pool yesterday and did front crawl. Mm-hmm. Better than anyone. And then, like, I don't know if she's competitive.
I think she looks like kind of physically coordinated.
It was like better than one. Out of the water, kicking. And the teacher was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I never taught her front crawl. And she just learned to swim 4 weeks ago. It's like, she's so buoyant. I don't understand it.
I think it's also coordination. Like, I mean, that makes so much sense when you watch them walk.
It's so true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she's good at ballet. She's good at focusing. You know what I mean? She tiptoes around here like a little fairy.
Yeah.
And I think she's more coordinated.
I don't know her outside of the house. Mm-hmm. Teachers don't know her. Mm-hmm. She's never had a chance to be outside the house. That's crazy. She's never had someone externally explain my child to me because of COVID. She's always been with me.
The teacher said that she doesn't talk much.
Well, understandably, with a fucking mat, I don't know my child in a situation where she could be comfortable and, you know, like, I don't know her outside. Like, she answers the teacher, but I don't, so many of us, and I also saw someone else post, like, their baby going on two, and they haven't seen people, they haven't had play dates, like, all these people who had children and now have toddlers and don't have that support and that interaction and that.
Well, luckily, you know, your daughter actually has a lot of interaction.
Oh, mine does, but a lot of these people.
But you know, you're like, you haven't seen her outside of the house. I mean, I could absolutely, like, say what she's like, because she hangs out with kids on my street, she hangs out with my kids, she hangs out with her friends.
Yeah.
You know, she has, pretty obvious, and I think you do know her. You just think she's been living such a different life. And yes, she hasn't been in the classroom much, but she was in JK, and she does have a lot of socialization.
I'm not concerned.
No.
I'm just saying
I think you should know her more. Like, I think that you I think you think you don't know her, but I think it's really easy to know what she's like.
I asked her if she remembered us traveling. I go, do you remember? Because she would have been before five. Would have been like her 3 to 4 a year and then her 4 and 4 and a half.
What'd you say?
She goes, I remember you went to England.
Okay.
I remember you went to California. And I remember we went to Florida. that was it. Yeah. I'm like, do you remember, like...
Brilliant. There you go.
I know. I'm like, do you remember... You should ask TJ. Do you remember how much I... Do you remember the... Like, I was like, do you remember that we used to go all the time? Do you, probably not, because I don't really remember.
Yeah, and my kids never talk about it now. Like, they never, like, oh, when you used to go away, or, like, you're going to go away again. They just don't talk about it. I don't think... I think...
It's gone out of their life. They don't really...
It's been too long.
Oh, my God. And what's it going to be like when we go? Are they going to be like, oh, I remember what you did.
I think it'll more be like, oh, I remember. It's more like, I think that they, like, it's instead of thinking about missing us and what we're doing, it's what their life is like when we're not there, right? It's like, oh, this is when daddy does this. This is when nanny comes over and does that. This is when grandma's here. It's more like, this life. Like, the older ones will be like, I remember this life. Because they don't think about what we're doing. They think about themselves. Yeah,
they think about them totally. They're like, where are you? What are you doing? I need this. I'm in another country, but I need it. But I'm in another country.
But I need a protractor.
Did you ever get that?
I mean, I don't.
You said yesterday I need to get a protractor.
Yeah, I did. I do.
So you got it.
Oh, no. They weren't at the store.
Oh, but you tried.
Mark did.
Okay. You said I need to get a protractor.
I'm the dad.
Why don't you elaborate on that?
Oh, so I've become the dad of the house. Because I decided slowly, well, I guess you kind of try things out. So I used to do everything, right? Okay, so up until we were traveling, I did everything, which is fine. It's just the way that it was. I had four kids at home and I was a stay-at-home mom and Mark worked and, you know, would come home like after dinner and that was fine. That's just the way life was forever. Then we started traveling and Mark let me know that he is capable and that I don't always need to be involved in everything. I was like, okay. Since the pandemic, he's been working from home, and I am really have always been a terrible student. I, you know, if my kids are like, I don't want to go, I don't know how to sign into school, can you help me? I don't want to sit down and figure out how to sign you into school. I don't want to help you with homework. I never have. I've always hired tutors. I'm not good at getting the kids on school on time. So basically, Mark has just picked that up. Mark was a good student. He understands how school works. Yep. Teddy will ask him a math question. He knows absolutely how to do it. Like, he remembers school.
Okay.
It's probably because he learned it.
Yep, totally.
You know what I mean? The reason I don't know it maybe isn't because I didn't forget. It's because I never learned.
Sally.
So Mark has become like that. And then I go to work with Kat and I come home after lunch.
Yeah.
So lunch is done. Mark has to figure out lunch. Now it's usually pizza.
Oh, ordered in or?
Well, yesterday it was the frozen one, but a lot of the time it's ordered in. Most lunches are ordered in.
5 days.
I mean, I'm not there for all of it, but like it's either frozen like chicken
they
fingers.
I'm just wondering if they like push back on the pizza. Because, you know, when we use some or something, they're like, I wonder if they just eat it and move on.
I don't know if he asks.
Got it. We probably ask. We shouldn't.
Yeah. And then in the afternoon, they finish school. And then I don't really care. Like, I just kind of stay to myself. And then I go down and I make dinner. Mark cleans it. Like, I have... My kid said to me something yesterday. And I was like, I'm the chef in the house. I come and make dinner.
You're the chef.
And then I take care. I bathe them at night and make sure they get their jammies on. Kiss them to bed. It's my job now.
So you're on at the nighttime.
I mean, yeah. So is he.
Right, got it. So he does all day, and then you come home at nighttime. Yeah. And so if he should bathe them and have them ready for you and you kiss them goodnight.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a real dad.
And have dinner ready.
Yeah.
For you and him and the children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your last step.
Yeah.
To just push that a little bit.
Yeah. No, I make him dinner too. We all eat dinner together.
No, that's what I'm saying though.
Yeah.
So now it's time for him to make dinner for the kids, have them bathed, and then you come home and he has dinner ready for you too.
I honestly think the feeding is too hard for him.
It's like me.
Yeah. No, I think it's like a lot of people. Like, it's like really overwhelming. And like, what would I do? How would I do it? Like, you know, like he took out a piece of meat 2 days ago and I don't want that meat.
What meat is it?
It's a pork tenderloin. I just didn't want to do it again. I've done a fucking pork tenderloin too many times. So finally.
Make it for Max.
So finally I'm like, hey, you're barbecuing the meat. Like, I know you wanted this and you do this. I'll do like the salad and the fried rice. But I think he was just kind of hoping I would just take the meat and do all the thing. But I was like, I don't want to. I don't know if I can want to.
I love that for you.
So it's a lot of I don't want to anymore. So like when I go away, it's not going to be that much of a change.
That's great for you.
Dinner,
though.
I suppose. Maybe my mom will have to come over and make dinner.
Oh my God, you guys. This is such an ironic conversation because not ironic. I don't even know why we use that word. But last night or whatever night, one of these nights, we had Allison Schaefer come in to the Common Parent and do a webinar, and it's got to be, it's like a masterclass. Okay. I think we have to change it from a webinar to basically like a masterclass on power struggles, because what you learn, it's like an hour of intense learning that you take home the tools. Okay. So I made my husband watch it with me because, well, number one, I wanted his feedback from an outsider's perspective of not being a mom. If he learned something with zero knowledge of, not zero, that's not fair, with little knowledge of parenting, psychology.
He's like, so, I've been a parent for 12 years, lady.
I just mean he's never read a book. Uh-huh. He's never attended a course. Mm-hmm. He parents very little hours if I were to add them up. Mm-hmm. You know, like just, I'm not calling, he's a great dad, but like in a parenting, he is definitely in the passenger seat.
And also for everyone who's listening who's a parent, parenting is like, I mean, you're getting thrown curveballs out of nowhere. Like, it's not like you go to university and you spend 4 years studying parenting. Like, parenting is something that you learn on the fly, which is so, it's so crazy.
Yeah. And it's a skill, right? And I wanted him to experience, I wanted him to sit and watch and be, and you know, we're trying to evaluate what this group is worth. And there's actual business people doing it too, because they say it, we value it too low. Like, it's evaluated too low. So if you are not part of the common parent, get in there, because let me tell you what's coming. Anyways, we sat and we watched it, and he goes, why are you making me watch you? Are you making me watch this because I need this? And I was like, well,
first of all, everyone needs it.
Everybody needs it.
Every adult.
And I go, I wanted to know, does it make sense? Are you taking it? He's like, it was so, he watched the whole thing, the entire hour. He learned a ton. He everything that she said not to do, he was doing, you know, how to drop the rope. Everybody does it all day.
Yeah, everyone
does it all. It's very natural. And if you don't see it from a different perspective, it's very counterintuitive to what you would usually do.
Yeah.
Right. Rather than because I said so.
Yeah.
Why? Because I said so. The problem with because I said so is, they become their own people, mm-hmm. and then they're like, well, because I said so.
Yeah.
And your because I said so is not on respect, on trust, and does not look at them as an equal. It looks at them as less than, and no one wants to be seen as less than. So how do you become an equal so they want to do it because of a mutual respect, not mm-hmm. because you can make them or because you threaten them, because that will never last and they will just constantly push against you. So he watched it, and, you know, he comes from a household of because I said so.
Just like so many people of our generation and the generation before. Like, if that's how you were raised and you're sitting there going, that's what my parents did, they were, that's what they thought they were supposed to do.
Yeah. And the feelings that the reason it's so tumultuous, and then you hide and you sneak and you lie and you know, you just don't, there's no relationship. It's just like there, those are those rules. When I'm out of here, I'm fucking not coming back to that. I'm going to make my own rules. So how do you keep the relationship going? Anyways, he was like, that was amazing. I like, he had nothing negative to say about that. I go, how much would you pay for that? I go, would you see $19.99 for like that one thing be worth it? He's like, 100%.
Yeah, I'd probably pay $50 for that. An hour long. Like, we used to go to her things, and I think we'd pay $30 for it.
Yeah. And when he watched it, I was like, wow, like if I'm we're doing this because we Kat and Nat need this.
And have always.
And you know, coming from a background.
And will always.
Yeah, and coming from a background where I took courses on how to do it, it's different. And there was a nurse in there, and she goes, you know, I'm a pediatric nurse, mm-hmm. and I can do this all day at work, mm-mm. and I get home. And it's when you have words and tools to see what you're doing, you're like, oh, shit, I do exactly that, mm-hmm. and I'm going to work on it. And I said, parenting is kind of like AA, and don't get mad at me for that equation, but it's not a one-stop fix. It is a constant thing you need to keep checking in on to keep your skills up. You know, like,
because your children are constantly changing. They're becoming more independent. They're having more freedom. They're having more opinions. They're becoming more of their own. And that happens. That can happen. You could just wake up one day and all of a sudden.
Well, and you're a creature of habit. So you're going to go back to what you know, unless you're constantly checking in with how to change. So if you're like, oh God, you're just going to revert because life gets so crazy to what you always do. Mm-hmm. And so then when you step out of that and you check yourself, you know, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Hey-o.
And then you see, you're like, oh my God. You know, you checked yourself to become a dad. You're like, I do too much. I am stepping back. But had you stay in the river of life,
I'd probably be resenting something, somebody, or everyone.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And you know, I'm going to be completely honest. I hire someone. She comes in. That is my husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hire
that's what so many women with nannies say is that's my wife.
I hire my person to come in so I don't have to feel like when he's at work and I'm home, you know, although ironically, we do a lot of our work in the morning while they are inside. But we still make things happen in the afternoon. Like we do things, you know, all day. But my day is open and flexible because of this person who comes in and helps me. And
And when you really don't feel like cooking, she does it for you.
I'll leave a recipe.
Yeah.
100%. And if you feel guilty for having someone come in and help you,
no.
Women, please don't. And I know it's a luxury to be able to afford someone to come in and help you, but...
And we didn't have anybody for a long time, just so you know.
And I don't feel guilty because, like, you know, part-time... Full-time, part-time, whatever, doesn't matter. My kids are happy. My kids, you know, my husband is happy. I am happy. She brings her two daughters. So I'm making space for her to have a job with her children to come. And her children and my children get along amazingly. And fuck it. I'm not going to feel bad for getting help. You know, if you buy cut up veggies, fuck it. That helps you. There was that whole thing. You're fucking privileged for cut up veggies. Not us. Multiple people have a problem with cut up veggies. Remember that one girl posted it?
No, it was a doctor. I just remember when we interviewed and she just admitted she did it.
And well, there was a TikTok and someone was hating her for cut up veggies. She was like a doctor and she goes, you know what? I buy cut up veggies. Fuck it. Yeah, I do. You know, and she goes, it makes my life easier and I eat healthier. Yeah, and we got a podcast review
of being
like, and they get cut up vegetables. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck it. I get cut up vegetables. Judge me.
And you know what else? You know, there are people that like can be super, super, super wealthy. And this is what I think people don't understand. We are not super wealthy, but we definitely have enough money to get help and cut up vegetables. But like there are super wealthy people that are still absolutely relatable, especially in motherhood.
Oh my.
You know what I mean? Money has nothing to do with being relatable. So when someone's like, oh, they're rich, so they're not relatable. No, that's not how relatable works.
And oh God, there's a huge conversation on privilege. And like, obviously, you know, you can't compare your journey to anybody. You can't compare, you know, there could be someone who's super wealthy who, you know, looks like they have nannies and chef and, you know, she could possibly be getting abused and at home and
be terribly depressed.
Yeah. And we can't, there's no comparison in who you are as an individual person, but the feelings you have around being a mother, you know, when Pink is like, you know, I can feel insecure as a mom. Yeah, you can, because money can't make you feel secure about being a mom, because motherhood rocks you to your core. And is it easier for some because of the access that they have? 1,000%, but it doesn't make your feelings lessen because of someone else who has less than or more than you. Your feelings are universal and priceless. There's no price on feelings and you can feel totally inadequate and have everything you could ever imagine and still feel really insecure about being a mom.
And we've heard so many stories because we have a public platform. People message us, we meet people at our shows, and everyone shares their struggle. And we don't know, but we also don't, you know, it doesn't really matter what your background is. It's just how you're feeling in that moment, mm-hmm. how you want to share it. And yeah. those are the stories that, like, you know, they keep us going because it's funny. I was thinking about Bright, and I was thinking about hosting those events, and it's like someone's just hosting it, but we're all here because we need it and because we all need each other. And every time somebody like shares their story or asks a question, we are just as hungry for their information to give us as we are to give them. Like, we are 100%. In no way experts in any field. Do we have 7 kids and have we grown a business? Yeah. But we're not going to try to be like the experts. We're only sharing our experience. And I think that everybody, like, I remember when we were doing our events, and I remember people were there was experts that were going on TV, and we were like, define experts. Like, what would you prefer? Somebody who went to school and became a total expert at that thing, and then that's what they talk about, or someone who's living it? You know, and we
that's very good, Will Hunting, of you.
But do you remember when we talked about that, when yeah. there was experts coming on TV, and we were coming on as like parenting experts and all these things?
Yeah.
But because they were changing the definition of expert, right?
Yeah.
Are you living it, or did you read it?
Yeah. And by the way, you cannot be an expert of anybody's life but your own. You know what I mean? And like, I could not tell to be a grandma or a mom or a new mom.
But her as a grandma's experience is like, it's like a plethora of brand new information for us. Everyone's always learning.
Or a new perspective, you know? Like, I never thought of it that way, or I never, that's why... When you hear people's childhood and how they grew up, and then, you know, where they're at, and like when you hear people's trauma, or when you hear people's, like, you know, really hard stories, you look at them and you're like as such strength. Like, I can't believe that mm-hmm. you have like gone through that, and here you are, because everyone's got a fucking story. Like everyone thinks that their story is unique, or they're embarrassed, or they're, you know, but everybody has a story that is not to be, you know, oh God, I don't know if I can tell this, but when we were looking for somewhere for camp, okay, for Max to go. And I flat out said in front of all the kids, you know, I can't afford a month. I just can't afford it. Not like we can't do this, we can't do this. The reason I can't do this, I said to the owner, is we can't afford it. So mm-hmm. flat out. Now, could I find the money somewhere and make it happen? 100%. But my husband could not get around how much that money could be for that month, right? Mm. So I was like, there's no shame in saying, I can't afford that. But I think there is a lot of shame for people to say,
I know,
I can't afford that. And I never want my kids, like, number one, I never want them to be a victim. Like, oh, poor us, we can't. Because fuck no, you're privileged AF. So it's not about that. It's just understanding that, you know, certain things are a lot of money, and not having it in the budget at this moment is not shameful, nor is it embarrassing.
I tell my kids all the time, like, flat out, and my husband doesn't really, a lot of people don't say those words, but if my kids, how come they have this and we have that? I said, because we can't afford it. Exactly what my mother did to me.
Yeah.
Why can't I have an allowance? Because I can't afford it.
Yeah. And there's no shame in it. And it doesn't mean...
It's just a fact.
Yeah. And it's not like, oh, they're so like, oh, look at them. They're good. No, fuck it. You just, at this moment, maybe one day, but right now, no, we just can't afford it.
And then I always say to them, if that's something that you really think would be something that you want in your life, then you know how much you have to work to get there.
Yeah. And I think that so many people have a hard time with that conversation.
Because it's embarrassing. Sometimes it's embarrassing not having money for people.
Why?
I guess people don't want to look poor.
I don't know why.
I obviously don't have a problem saying we can't afford it.
I hope we change that conversation, like, you know, going forward, because there's no shame in being able to, like, it's kind of like, remember when I told you someone will always have something more than you?
Yes.
And so there was my backyard, and then Nat screenshots a picture of someone we follow. And guys, her backyard is like a legitimate resort.
I thought she was at a hotel.
It is beautiful. It is stunning. It is gorgeous. That is not to make me feel like my backyard is lessened or like, oh, must be not anything at all. Like, wow, that's unbelievable that she has that. So there's no comparison to someone who has more. You just kind of got to be like, can't afford it. Can't do it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's facts. That's facts. That's how it would be in the business world, right? Can we do this? Nope, can't afford it.
I guess that's true. Right? A budget. You know what? Yeah. It's a, like, that's a total budget conversation too. A company's like, I'm really, when they do proposals and someone's like, I'm this much to do this. I'm really sorry. We can't afford it.
And sometimes the agents are like, I know there's more in there. We'll get it from them.
That's pretty crazy actually that in business, it's totally fine. But personally, you have to like live up to like this like world of like, oh, I can do this. Well,
keeping up with the Joneses and keeping up with the Kardashians is a real thing. That's why when you watch like some of those talk shows and they're like, you wouldn't believe how many people are like going so hard into debt just to keep up. That is so hard. So
what is that feeling?
I think it's probably internal too. I think it's like, I always wanted to have this kind of a life. Now I'm going to do everything in my power to get that life, even if it means I'm in debt and I'm putting my family in a situation. I always wanted this. I need to be this person.
Because they feel better about themselves.
It's because what they always wanted. And then maybe their job isn't paying enough, which is totally realistic.
Or they don't pay their taxes properly.
Exactly.
You know, my kid said, if you could drive another car.
Oh my God, my kids too.
What like, kind of car would you get?
Oh, well, I do know my dream car.
Well, I said this. I go, my car is free. Yeah. It is a partnership.
Yeah.
And it's fucking amazing. I go, literally, I don't want a different car.
Yeah.
I'm like, the Palisade is like the car that, like, it does everything we need. I don't need anything different.
Because you see people driving these cars, and there's that TikTok of the guy who's like, what do you do for a living? Like, why do you drive this car? And I think when they tell them, and he always says how much the car is worth, I'm like, listen, if you're so rich, you can spend your money on whatever you want. But, like, I would never, like, spend that much money on a car. A car is such a badge of honor because you drive around in it.
Some people see hobby. You in some it. Some people love it. Some people, it's a real hobby. Like they go to, they watch the race cars and they go to sports cars.
That's different.
You know, like they love, like, I actually have a girlfriend who loves cars. Like she's like, that's a such and loves to drive the cars. Like cars are her pat. Like she would drive for hours. Like she would take the car and her favorite thing is to drive. So that's why she doesn't love New York all the time because she can't drive.
I'd say so.
Loves to
wrong city for your passion.
Yeah, she's like, but you take the car and go whatever. And then I said to my kids, I drive you to school.
Yeah,
I drive you home.
Yeah, but even if not, like, you and I just don't have that, like,
never,
like a car.
I know. I was like,
that's a mode of transportation,
dude. I could not agree with you more. I'm like, it's funny. What more could this car? You know, and when we go do family shit, guess whose car we take. My car, because it's so amazing. I'm like, this is funny.
I have to say I have this like weird like sign of respect when I drive by a house that I find quite expensive looking and they have reasonable cars in their driveway. I have like a respect. I'm like, those people are down to earth.
Got it. Like
like anyone.
So when you see my Palisade, you're like, that girl is down to
earth. I like that girl.
I like that girl.
Like, I like that's what you have in your driveway. Yeah. You know? If I didn't know you, I'd be like, I like that girl.
And just so you know, I would get this car again and again and again and again. I would get this car a million times over, the Hyundai Palisade.
Well, I can't wait to get my Palisade. I guess the first step is cleaning the car. That was a good step. Oh, by the way, I got in here. I was like, the smell is getting beyond. I put the egg thing outside. I was like, now I'm used to the smell. But I was like, I don't know if I can sit in
here. The guy wants to come clean our car.
That's what I'm saying. That's the first step.
Did you answer him back?
Well, no, because I really want to push the people who are going to take over my car and say, listen, I'm getting it professionally cleaned for you.
Oh, and then you're going to
get your shti together.
So I can get my car.
Yeah, because I want my Palisade. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I drove your Palisade. I love it. I like it.
Guys, there is zero, yes, we have a partnership with them, but this is not any part of our deal in the partnership. But I have to tell you, the Hyundai Palisade is the easiest
car to drive.
It is big enough to fit hockey bags and kids upon kids. It's got a USB port in each and every freaking seat.
I love that you just press buttons to do all the things that I'm trying to move the thing.
It's the safest car, literally one of the safest cars.
I feel really comfortable when I'm driving it. The car doesn't feel big.
There's cameras everywhere. So when you do a turn, you can see cameras. When you reverse, you can see cameras. Like, it is... When I have a car to take, I'm like to my husband for the weekends. I'm like, we're taking my car because it's way, the dog can fit in the middle. It's just, it's amazing.
Leave the Range Rover behind. I got the Palisade on fleek.
Yep.
All right. I'm just doing something here. I have too many numbers in my password. I just want you to know.
I agree. I can change it for you.
Yeah. So anyways, guys, make sure that you.
Oh my God. We're so
subscribe
proud
to this,
of us.
Subscribe to this podcast. Give it some stars, share it with a friend, check out The Common Parent for everything, a lot of what we talked about today, and come check us over on Instagram, and thank you for listening.
I didn't say blowjobs, anal, or sex once this whole podcast.
Proud?
Like, I'm just saying, this is one of the first podcasts where we have
Okay, I was going to say,
I mean, they should have watched Facebook Live, I mean.
I told them about it, it was amazing. Bye, guys.